be on that Lamed Amud Beis, but before we start on that Lamed Amud Beis, I'd just like to bring over again the Mishnah and start in the bottom of the Amud, just again to the swing of the Sugya. Mishnah says, Amal v'moyses ha-kayim v'salevi v'soni li'is mafre shalayim mechelkom. A person lent money to a kayin or a levi or an oni with the intention that the payment of this chayv will not come about by the kayin, levi, or oni personally paying the chayv. No, there was an apaisikim mefurish, that means this chayv will be paid by the tumis or maisris that this balabos will be mafrish, l'tzayrech these leivim, the kain was a leiv, the leiv is a leiv. So he's going to be, he lent the money, and the agreement is that the tumis or maisa that he'll be mafrish, so he'll be mafrish l'tzolchom, so it will become theirs. So they were zeich and the strume and maisres. Was makai mitzvahs nesina, it belongs to them. And then he'll be goive the chay from the strume and maisres. That will be the peroin of the chay. But the Mishnah says, Mafra shalem becheske shen kayomim vein echoishish. Shem omeis hakoin alevi ehesh shem oni. Does not in any way have to be afraid that they died. If they died, this whole cheshbon will not shim. Because if they died, so the cheshbon was to be mafresh truma for them, and then he'll be goyver the truma for the piroin achayt. If they died, so it can't be mafresh it for them anymore. And then there won't be a piroin achayt. Meisu, what is if they died? Tzarech litel rishus min hayorshim. Then, if he wants that this chayv should be paid up, he'll have to get permission from the yorshim. If they agree, and let us see Rashi on this halacha. Litel rishus min hayorshim, mignei she'ein chayv ze mutal aleihem lefroya. They're not obligated to pay up this chayv. The Mela, if you want to give us the matonis, thank you. We'll accept them. But remain by us. We're not going to pay up his chayiv with these matonis that you're giving to us. She'ein chayiv ze mutal aleihem l'troyim. They're not obligated to pay up the chayiv of the Meirish. His yitol mehem reshu, so then he has to get permission. Im reitzen she'yiskabu chayvoi Bishvilo, if they agree that the chay of the mace should be paid up through them, is Yaakme mi mace satme. So then he'll be able, if they agree to this, so then he'll be able to be goive from the mace that is mafresh for them, he'll be able afterwards to take it for himself as a piroin of the chay of the mace. But this can only be done with their permission. Im hilvan bifnei bezn. What is, if he lent them, the one who borrowed the money, the halva was bifnei bezn, einai tzorech litel rishus min hayosh. Then it is not necessary to get rishus, to get permission from the yoshim. The Seder works automatically, that he'll be mafresh, tumas and maisres, and from the tumas and maisres he'll be mafresh, he'll be goive l'tzorech piroi nachayt. Now Rashi in the Mishnah says, ein eitzorech litel rishut, v'yeshkoyach lebezn lahatol choyv ze al kol akohune valaviyah. So here Rashi says, that every kohen or levi becomes obligated to pay up the chayv. And if there's a personal obligation, so then this agreement applies that the chayv that is mutal on you will be paid up with the matonis al-bimatrish. And how could Besdin make such a thing that they're obligated to pay up the chayv? Lefisha takanta mushim sumo islalvo. Who the Kahanim and Levim agree to this inyan that they should all become mechuyev to pay up because it's worthwhile for them. So then Kahanim and Levim will have a malve who readily will lend money. Now let us skip down to the last vishuris of the other. We have to understand just one ha'ore. The way Rashi says pshat in the Mishnah, im hilvam b'fnei bezn, ein tzorech lito rishus min ha'yoshim. The way Rashi says, not only you don't need rishus from the yoshim, you don't even have to be geiver from the yoshim, because Rashi seems to be saying, Yeshkech lebezn l'hatol chayvze al kol akohun nevalaviyah. That means all kahanim, even though they're not yershim, are obligated to pay up this chayv. So that's fitting. It's like little l'shus min hayosh. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, v'yimer, amal v'moyis es hakoyim, es ha-levi, agavuch, the Tosfos Rid, amar Mishneh, says in Hilva Bifnei Bezn, this is the third line when it starts getting wide, in Hilva Bifnei Bezn, and so Litma Rishus Mina Yerushin, Perish, Hilva Mois Lekoyin, Amenash Lahash Lahafrish to Moiso, Vispada Mehem Choyv Zeh, that's how the Choy will be paid up, She Yafrishim, So here, the Tosfos Rid says that their Yerushim become Mechuyev. Lefisha takantum l'shushim tamois l'alvo b'shas toichkom. So the Tosfos Rid says that it wasn't the Bezdin, so then he says like Rashi, Ein chayza muta lachem l'alayim l'fara hilkach im yisat l'yifro chayza. Opinion there. But if it wasn't the Bezen, if it is the Bezen, so then we'll mourn from the Yerushim. So that means, so it's a different story. He's Machrish, Lezerech, Yerushay, Haloive, and then becomes theirs, and then he's gave it for the Piroi Nachoy. Rashi, the Mishnah seems to be saying that, Bechlau, you don't have to be Machrish for Yerushim, Mafresh it for all kahanim, al kol akuna leviya, and now he's mekayem mitzvus nesina, and al kaponim. Then he takes it. He's pereya the choyv with this tumah ma'isri was mafresh. Tanya Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, vayim amal v'moises akoyim v'salevi bebezn, umeisu mafresh aleim becheskas oisoy hashevet. So here the Lashon of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov would seem, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, Becheskas Oisei HaShevet, he's Mafresh for the Shevet, for Kahana. And here Rashi says, Gradnit Azoi, Oisei HaShevet, Shehakorev Lohem. Here Rashi says, Pshat, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Shehakorev Lohem, Bo Oisei HaShevet, Roi Liyosham. Now, the one who is a korov to them, that's Roy Liyoshim, Cholavim, Zoichim, the Maisels. So, Vikach Yaakov, Zoichim, the Maisels, the Shvir HaKorov, Lahem, the Leviyah. So, here Rashi says, the way the Tosfos Rid said in the Mishnah, that we're Mafresh, the Maisels, for the korov, that's Roy Liyoshim. Then, The Baraisa says further, Vesa'oni Bebezen, if you learn Sa'oni Bebezen, the Meish Mavshal Becheskes Aniyah Yisrael. Here Rashi says, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Becheskes Aniyah Yisrael, Hochelak Lameima Becheskes Yoshim, Shema Yoshim Ashiramein. So with the Yoshim, you can make a Cheshma, we matters for you, my Sa'oni, the Yoshim could be Ashiram. Aber Becheske Sharanim Yachis, Kibim Matris Becheske Sharanim, V'yaakvein, and then will hold it for himself. Hoyu v'takonus aniyimu, Nechavu l'chol aniyya yisor sh'taydazu nehegis b'Yisrael, v'shimtzu malvim lehem sh'yitauch ilkech yigovum misharanim l'avgeizos aniyimu, all aniyim are maskim, that the matnas aniyim, after they're zeichen it, he should be able to take it back to pay up the chayiv of the oni haloive, because this is a takonas ani. Now let's turn the page, the omid. Okay, on the top line, hashir haoni. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, he says the Mishnah said we know that the bichayish. Maybe he'll die. Maybe the owner will become a nosher. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, what happens if the oni did become a nosher? So the oni, the loiv, is alive. Now there was an agreement that the choiv would be paid up through the meisa oni, that the balabos will be machush. Now we have a dilemma. Now when he wants to be machush meisa oni. So this oni is a nosher. So the whole cheshbon will not work out. So hesher oni a mafresh alav. So he can't be mafresh. Bezocha alav b'meshe b'yodai. In the oni, who was an oni b'shas albo, does not have to pay. Amor d'kizach. But the cheshbon is a poshet the cheshbon. Because this was a halvo with an apoteki mefurish, which means that you're lending me money, I don't have to pay you personally. The payment of the choyv will be the maisa oni that will be nifrish with tzolchi. If for some reason we will not be able to be mafrish maisa oni with tzolchi, so your source of payment got lost. But I don't have to pay you since there was an agreement that it's an apoitik in the foolish. Let us see Rashi. The zoche halo b'meshe b'yodoi, haloi v'azay nechayv l'choye v'shaloi. Shrei hilvo al mena shaloi liporei menu, that all was he doesn't have to pay up. Frank the Gemara, the Rabbonon, Maishno, Lemise, Dovetakante, or Maishno, Lashiris, Leovetakante. Now, by Mise, we're speaking about a case. This is a Hemshech of the Barais. A Malve, Moises, a Koim, a Levi, the Sa'oni, Li, Bebezdin. So we said that, so even though he dies, I also don't have the Sapoitiki Mefurish. I can be mafresh for him. So we made a takonus. He's mafresh for the Aniyei Yisroel, for the Koyv, whatever it is, but I'm mafresh. So by the Oni, I also have a problem. I can't be mafresh for him. So I'll be mafresh for Aniyei Yisroel, like you do by Mesa Oni. Why here you didn't make a takonus? Here you tell the Balabos, finish, you lent money, and Ebuch, he can't get paid back, finished. Well, why didn't you make a takonus? Just like by Mesa, make a takonus. So the Gemara answers, Mise Shriche, Ashiras Loi Shriche. That means for an oni to become a nosher as a milsa de Loi Shriche. It's a milsa de Loi Shriche, la'ova by takone, that means it never made a takone. Omar Apopa Haini Domri Inchi, Chavrocha Mis Asher. Someone tells you, Yechavah Nebuch died, you can believe him, Nebuch, these things happen. Is Asher, if he tells you your Chavi was an Oni for so long, became an Oisha, Lois Asher, don't believe him. Don't take it. That means he's pulling the wool over your eyes. Don't be so naive. Zot Rashi, Loishchiche Ilkach Loichoshulo, to make a takone that it will become an Oisha, so it will be Matal the Choy, Aniye Yisrael. Asher Hamein v'hartik ado v'loshen shorir v'kayim. Loisa Asher, loisa Hamein. Now, meisu tzorich litol rishus min hayorshe. That's what the Reisha says. V'mil mech meibezen eine tzorich litol rishus min hayorshe. So, Tanya Rebbe Yoimer, Yorshin Sheyoshim. When the Mishnah is speaking about Yoshim, we are speaking about Yoshim Sheyoshim. So the Gemara asks, for me, Ike Yoshim, the Lord asks, if you call them Yoshim, so that's the Taich Yoshim, Yoshim Sheyoshim. Ella Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Sheyoshu Kalke, the Lord Sheyoshu Ksofim. Now it means the Yoshim, Yarshim, Kalke, and it's in it Yarshim, so, now let us first see Tosfos. Tanya, Rebbe Yoimer, Yoshim Sheyoshu. Mafresh Aleim. If the Yashin Karke is Mafresh Aleim. Avoloi Yoshu, Loi Mafresh Aleim. Fine. Now Tosfos says, Ba'aseifekoi. Rebbe is going on the Sefer. The Sefer said that you don't have to ask Rishus in Hilmon Bebezen. You don't have to ask Rishus from the Yoshim. That's true. But they have to be Yoshim Sheyoshu Kak. Then you don't have to ask Rishus. V'imhilva b'fnei Bezen I talk little Rishus min ha-Yoshim. Aval areshe diktoni meis tzorech litol rishus min hayoshim loy motzi koi dekoshken im loy yoshu she tzorech litol rishus yoysa shein aleim mutol lefroya choyv aviya. Now let us understand what Tosfos is saying. He says, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is combining two and yon. We are speaking about that there was an agreement that the tvua, let's speak about it, the maisa that he will be mafresh will be nifrash letzeirech beloide. And then the malva will be goive this maisa from the loive. That was the agreement. She's gonna, the payment of the loive's choiv will be through the maisa that he'll be mafrish later. This will be an apoyteki mefurish for the piroin of the choiv. Now, this agreement was made between the Malve and the Leiva. This is an agreement that was made. The minute the Leiva dies, so this agreement becomes bottle. That means there was no such agreement from the Yershim that will pay up the Choyv. The Choyv will be paid up with the Maisris. There's no such agreement. I never agreed to that. You're going to be Mafresh for me, Maisris, and I'll pay you off the Choyv. There's no such agreement with the Yoshim. So therefore, so Tosfos understood, in the Reisha, which you need Rishus, So it says, you have to tzorech lito rishus min hayoshem. You have to take rishus from the yoshem. So Rebbe said, Yoshim means Yoshu Karka. Yoshim she Yosh. You have to take Rishus. So Tesebobat, what's the understanding? Yoshu Karka means, so since the Yosh and the Karka is Meshubah to the Chayit. So the Malve is the right to be given from the Karka. That means Yashin from the Leiva Karka, so I have a right to be given from the Karka. But the Mishnah says, but you have to take Rishus. If you want to be goyve from the Matanis, you have to take Rishus. This will not work automatically. The karkois that the loyve left over could be a meshubet for his chayv. She can take from the karka, but this agreement that the chayv will be paid up through the Matanis, that becomes automatically bottle as soon as the loyve died. So if the Mishnah says, Sorich Lital Rishus Min HaYoshim, you have to take Rishus from, even though the Yashin Karka, but that the Peroin should be from the Maisris that you're Mafrish Litzol Chom, you need Rishus. So Abadigiv is, if they don't owe any money, the only Yashin Metalton, you zichah need Rishus. So what is Rebbe saying? Yoshim sheyoshu karka veloy metalto. Yoshim sheyoshu. Versteht sich. Ich meine, if you need it, that's what Toysus Kasha is. Avul areshe, toni meisach lit, rishus me yoshim, motzim, loy motzi koi, that, yoshim sheyoshu karka veloy sheyoshu metalto, the cost in them loy yoshu, shetzach lit, rishus yoshu, shen leim utol lefroim chay vaviyam. There's no obligation, b'chlal, afilu, when there is an obligation of them to pay. You need rishus that the payment should be from the matonis. If there's no obligation of them at all to pay, zich you need rishus. So what is Rebbe telling us, adiyik and eshtik teire, yoshim she yoshu, means karka v'lei metalti. So it doesn't make sense. So therefore Teisru says, Rebbe is going on the safe. The safe, it says, you don't need rishus. That means, even though there was no commitment mitzad the Yoshim, that they'll pay up. There's no commitment mitzad the Yoshim that they'll pay up with the Matonis. But since it was Avo Bebezdin, you goive from the Yoshim, without a commitment. Now that's the Koyach of Bezdin, there was Avo Bebezdin, that this agreement will remain applicable even though the Yoshim, the Meis died. It remains, but the commitment remains by the Yoshim. So now Rebbe said, well, that is Dafke. I mean, that's a Chiddush, a Koyach Bezdin, but that is Dafke if the Yoshim are Koponim Amachuyiv Tpeyav Tachoy. So they're obligated to pay up. Then we say the commitment remains that the Piroin will be with the Matanis. But if that was the Koyach Bezdin. The Koyach Bezdin was that if they're obligated that the Chayv has to be paid up through Yerusha, so then, if there was Avo Bebezdin, so the commitment remains that he could be given from the Matonis. It's going on the safe. But if they're not Yoshim, that I'm a chayiv to pay up the chayiv, Yoshim metaltalim. So then, even though there was Avo Bebezdin, you can't be given from the Matonis. That is how Tosfos learns Pshat and Rebbe. And one thing we'll see from over here, so it'll come out, that Rebbe is Choylik and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, or Rashi in the Mishnah. Means Rashi in the Mishnah says you can be goyve from all, there were matel the choyv and all kahanim. So they didn't yashin anything. If Tosfos learned, we don't know how Rashi learned yet. But Al Kaponim, or we say Kol Aniye Yisrael, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said you can be goyve from Kol Aniye Yisrael. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov v'chlal did not hold that if there was a havah bebezin, you need a personal shibut to pay up the chayv in order to mon from the matonis, because you mon from any coin or any oni. So according to Tosfos, that's what Rabbi is telling us. Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi is coming to tell us that vakel, you can only mon from Yerushim who are obligated to pay. So if they're already obligated to pay out the Shibut Karkois, then if there was a halvo bebezdin, so then we say that you don't have to ask Rishus and you can make the piroin from the matonis. And then if there was not, but they're not obligated to pay, so forget about it. So then you'll zich need Rishus. And without Rishus is finished, you can't be goyzer. Then you want to be with the month period. The father didn't leave over Karke, and the father did not leave over Karke, and he has no way how to be goyva. But in the Reisha, that's what Taisus is saying, in the Reisha, where it was Alvor Shalebe Bezen, she can't say, Dakke Yorshim Shayorshu Karke, Fakel, Madach Yorshim Shayorshu Karke Nidrishus, Avadigimis Yorshim Shalo Yorshu Klum, Yilzicha Nidrishus, that they should be masking to pay up the chay. Other Rishonim Acholik, Taisvitz, and they learn different shad in the Gemara. And the Pashtus Loshna Gemara is also not mashma like Taisvitz, because the Ritus Loshna Gemara, Mei Soch Lito Rishus Min Ayershim Rebbe Yoyma. So Poshit is going on the Reisha. Poshit is going on the Reisha. And so they learn pshat as follows. Rishus will only help Elok sheyorshul karke, if they yashin karke, she'oz chayovim hayorshim l'shalim chayvavim, u'poitrim atzmon b'maiser ze momin shechayovim. Then they can do such a thing. That means be'emison, they're obligated to pay up the chay, u'syorshul karke. So then, their rishus will also say, no, we'll take it for ourselves, and we'll pay up the choiv, that, and without this, we'll be obligated to pay up with the karka that we yash, and so we'll pay up the choiv with the matos. Avol shelo yoshu, but if they didn't yashin at all, le mahani nesinus rishus shalahem, shekiven, Shein mutalav alayam refoya. Since they're not mechuyev to pay, nimsad loy nosam lem klu. So he didn't give them anything. V'loy kayim mitzvus nesine. That means, then they can't do such a thing. That means, if they're gaining from this, that means he is a way to be goyver for them, he has a way to be goyver the choiv. If not the matonah, will be goyver the karka, so it's called. So then, there was a kima mitzvah nesina. I forgot, I won't be goyver from the karka. I'm giving you the matonis, not the mitzvah nesina. Now I'm taking it away for the choiv that you owe me. That's called Akima Mitzvah Nesina. But if you don't owe me anything, what right I have to take away the Matonis, so there's no Mitzvah Nesina whatsoever. That's how other Rishonim learn Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rashi is very unclear. And that's what the Machlokes HaRashi learns. Sheyorushu karke shaleim mutol hamitzvah lefreya chayves aviyah. Now Rashi is, however, Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara, but Rashi says something over here which is very mechudishtik. That means we understand pshat that the reason if there's a Yerushas Karke, so the Karke is Meshubit, the father possessed Karke. The father possessed Karke. Now the father died, so the Karke, the Shibud and the Karke remains. So Mamele, it's Mutal Aleyem Lefroya Chayves Aviyah. of the din shibud. Rashi says, if the father left over a karke, aleihem mutal hamitzveh lifroya chayves adiyem. If the father left over a karke, it's only a mitzveh. Which the Eitzer brings down, Amiri and Subis, that brings down this Rashi, that says Rashi holds, the father left over Karke, it's a mitzvah. The Shibud is only by the father, not by them. The father left over Metalkum is not even a mitzvah. Now, I'd just like to say for 1 minute, how do we understand this? The father left over Karke, there's only a mitzvah to pay. The Shibud is only by the father, not by the Yosh. So perhaps it could be there's a mujudik kasha from the Tumim, won't go into the whole Indian, but the Rabbi Natam is Mavaya, the halacha of Amicha Shtal Chayv Lachaveira Yechazo Mochle Mochu, that if someone sells a Shtal Chayv, the Malva sells the Shtal Chayv, Huven is a Malva Tishimit, and he sells the shtar choyf to Levi, and then Reuven is Meichel Shimon, so Shimon does not have to pay Levi, which is a mechudish tikedin. How could he be Meichel Shimon after he sold the shtar choyf to Levi? So there's a bakanta Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that in every choyf there are two shibudim. There's a shibud haguf and a shibud nechosim. Shimon owes Reuven money, and Shimon's nechosim are meshubed to Reuven. Now, the whole machire that Reuven can only sell the shibud nechosim. That is a tangible bailus which can be sold. The shibud haguf is not sellable. So therefore, if Reuven sold the shtar of Shimon to Levi, so the shibud belongs to Levi. The Shibud HaGuf of Shimon is still to Reuven. If the Shibud HaGuf of Shimon is still to Reuven, so Reuven can be Michael the Shibud HaGuf. And automatically, if the Shibud HaGuf falls off, so the Shibud Nechosim falls off, because Nichste Dini Shinen Arevin Leit, Nechosim are an Orev for the Chayiv. And an Orev is only Chayiv, Kalechad Ika Loive Ika Orev. So this Bemison is a Ran Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubis that say this Cheshbon, which is a beautiful Cheshbon. So there's a Mirdike Kashe that the Tumim asks, and perhaps the Ran also asks the Kashe. So why is it when Reuven borrows money and Reuven dies, and now the Yarshim from Reuven, why does the Karka remain Meshubet to the Malva? The loyve died. So kolhecha, the leka loyve, leka orev. So automatically the shibud should fall off. This is the tumim zakash. It's a good kash. So could be, that is pshat, in this Rashi al kaponim. It means Rashi is telling us a mayor de kechidish, that it brings down a meiri, in ksubis brings down a Rashi in gittin, that Rashi said, that from Yoshim, there's no shibud, there's only a mitzvah. This Rashi, so could be, this is the svara of Rashi. Cause Mandaloiv is alive, so there's a shibud haguf, so there's a shibud nechosim. The minute the loiv dies, there's no shibud whatsoever. Shibud nechosim, no shibud nechosim. No, the yoshim, who yashim, the kark of the father, is the mitzvah on them to pay up the father's chayv. Let us go further. Omar Rabbi Yonason, Heiniach Moloi Machav, Goyve Moloi Machav. Now, whatever Rabbi is speaking about, that you need Yoshu Karke, you need Yoshu Karke in order that you should be able to Goyve from the Tansi that's going on, the Reisha is going on, the Sefer, but you need Yoshu Karke. So now, if he left over a small amount of karke, goyve maloy macha. Goyve maloy macha. Maloy kalde. If he left over a large amount of karke, goyve maloy kalde. But that means, that the amount of matonis that you can be gaive, if we say the schus gviya from the matonis depends if the yash and karka, however we learn shat, and Rabbi is going in the ratio of the sefer, but the amount of matonis amish that can be gaive is dependent on the amount of karka which was left over. Rabbi Yochanan noma afilu hiniach maloi machat. Gaive malay karde. If he left over a small amount of karke, you can be gaive the whole chayv. Uchemaisa the ketine da abaye. Just like the maisa of ketine da abaye. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Malay machat. Ploy meniach karke buit. Ain't a matrish pecheskes yoshim al kishir de maya karke. That is Rabbi Yochanan said, "Maloi kardum, klaim a karka habe, then you gave a karka habe, then you gave connected the karka matonis habe, habe min a matonis." And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu hiniach maloi machat goive maloi kardum, klaim a kol chayve, lefi shehu yochel litroiv v'lachzer v'litroiv." That whenever they'll be paid with, you could be teiref again. So now we'll see exactly what he's saying. The me shahoya nosri biksubis. The who da have maski bay meyezuzi. There was a person that they lent him 100 zuz. Vishachev and he died, Vishavik Ketine Shavi Chamish. He left over a karka that was worth 50 zuz. Osa Balchoi Tofua. So he took the karka 50 zuz. Osu Yasmi Yovile Chamshin. So they gave him 50 zuz. Bisalku. Other osetolfo. And he went and took again this karka for the other 50 zuz. Now, what's the mice over there? So the mice of Abai is over there as follows. That means he took a karka 50 zuz. And they gave him money. So Abai said, since it's a mitzvah, you say him lefreya chayvasidiyin. So they want that the money that they're giving him, they want that they want to pay up these 50 zuz that you take, and we want to pay it up with our money. So Mamela, give us back the 50, the card which is worth 50 zuz, we'll pay up with our money. So pshat is, after this is done, so pshat is they paid up the chayv of 50 zuz with their money, al mitzvah yisem lefroy chayv esaviyah. And he says, Abakindalach, so now we gave the kalke for the other 50 zuz because it's Meshubah to me. And there the Gemara says, that's Dake, if they did not say Hani Chamshin to make Tine. I mean, if they give him 50 zuz, they say, give us back the kalke. So we say, this is what they mean. Here's 50 zuz, we want to pay up the chayv. So, and the karka that you had taken, we want to pay up the chayv with our money. So give us back the karka. So then he's giving back the karka. Not pshat is they're paid to the karka. Pshat is they're paying up the chayv, and now they have the karka again, so now can be gave the karka again for the shibud of the other 50 zuz. If they tell him the ten molay, you took the karka 50 zuz, fine. We're not going to give you another penny, but we want to be poyde the karka, so give us back the karka. Shuma hadra lag, we took the karka, give us back the karka, his money for the karka. Then he can't be goyve anymore. That means he was goyve his shibud, finished. And now they just were poyde the shibud. So now, in our Gemara it says, now let us understand our Gemara. Our Gemara it says that if there was left over a karka of 50 zuz, and the Malve took Matonis for 50 zuz. The Malve can now take the Karka for the other 50 zuz. That's what it says in the Agamal. Now we have over here Tupshatim in the Gemara of Davke Yoshu Karka. We hear that it's going on the Reisha. We hear that it's going on the Sefer. Now, if it is going on the Reisha, so we're saying as follows. I mean, if the Yarshan Karka, so then, if they give Rishus, we can make such a dreidel that the Piroin will be, that means, this is called a Nesina, because they owe 50 zuz. So we'll say the Piroin will be from the Matonis. And then he'll be able to mum the Karka for the second 50 zuz. That's if you learn according to the, that it's going on the Reisha of the Mishnah. Tzarch Litol Rishus. Can only take Rishus from the Yerushim. And it can only be considered on the Sina to the Yerushim. If the Yerushim in reality owe money, so then we say it's going on the Reisha. It's going on the Reisha, so if the Yerushim owe 50 zuz, so we'll say that he can take Matonis for 50 zuz. So it's called, because they can take away from the 50 zuz, and then Lamai, but they're paying up with the Matonis, and then they can take the other 50 zuz. So then it's not too bad the Gemara. If it's going on the Sefer, it's going on the Sefer, so the Sefer is, we're speaking about Hilbon Bebezin. If it was Hilbon Bebezin, so we say that the whole Takone, but you can take Matonis, Shaloi Bushes, even though they're not giving rishus, you can take matonis from them bal kochom. That's tafke if they owe. If they owe, so Bezin said will be goive from what they owe, will be goive from the matonis. If that's artakone, so then it would seem that. So you're only paying, I think, only the 50 zuz, then you can't make this cheshbon. This is pshat achsar men teisviz. The chemais is dictated in the Bible. Afal gavadom al-hosam isho yonosi, gomrele hani chamshin dimei ketine. That is pshat. That means that we owe you 50, so this will be instead of the ketine. That's the whole pshat. Instead of the ketine, the Arab will give you this. Sluki salku, hochi takanta da rabononi. Is a takanta da rabononi, even though they're really paying up the chayv of the karka, which they'd be obligated to pay up, they're paying it up with this, so really they shouldn't be able to be goyve two times. So this is a bazundra takanta, they could be goyve two times. That's what that's about, it's a shpshat and taisis.